All right. Well, while Nancy just makes some copies and they're putting that up there, why don't, Steve, why don't we start in with your director's report then?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I'd like to call Chris Batsavage to the table. Chris has another engagement he needs to get to, and he'll be giving the report on the Mid-Atlantic Council and the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission.
In your supplemental materials are
Pull that mic a little closer to you if you would.
Oh, sure. Thank you. In your supplemental materials, you'll find the meeting summary from the ASMOC meeting that was held a couple weeks ago up in Arlington, as well as a two-page memo. As usual, I'll just go through the highlights from that meeting, and I'll start with striped bass. The Striped Bass Management Board reviewed the preliminary results from the 2018 benchmark stock assessment. The final assessment wasn't ready in time for the meeting due to the partial federal government shutdown earlier in the year, but the preliminary results indicated that the stock is overfished, and overfishing is occurring with the number of recreational discards comprising the majority of total removals in the stock. The board waited to initiate management action either through an amendment or an addendum until they review the final stock assessment report and peer reviews at their next meeting in the spring. But in the meantime, the board tasked the technical committee to estimate the reductions necessary to meet the fishing mortality threshold or target and provide example recreational regulations for the ocean in Chesapeake Bay that would meet those reductions. As I mentioned, the mortalities in the stock are largely from recreational dead discards, which was higher than expected. At least, you know, some board members thought it was higher than they were. There's concerns that simply raising the size limit and decreasing the bag limits won't meet the reduction and frankly won't be effective. This was done through Addendum 4 of the striped bass plan several years ago, and the assessment clearly shows that those management measures didn't work. I think as we move along as far as developing what to do, recreational season closures are going to need to be part of the suite of management options in order to make sure that we meet the reductions and allow the stock to rebuild. The other board that met of interest is Atlantic Menhaden, and that board voted to indefinitely postpone action, finding the Commonwealth of Virginia out of compliance with Amendment 3 to the Menhaden FMP, specifically the requirement that Virginia reduces the Chesapeake Bay reduction cap to 51,000 metric tons. However, the board's action is contingent on the bay cap of reduction cap not being exceeded anytime. And if it is, then the board reserves the right to revisit the compliance issue. The board also will consider modifying the bay reduction cap after ecologically based reference points for Menhaden are established. That summarizes my report on the ASMOC meeting. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? Thank you. Move on.
Okay. And it gets even shorter. The next one is the Mid-Atlantic Council meeting that was held back in December. And in your briefing materials is the meeting summary and the two-page memo I'm going to focus the highlights on the Summer Flounder Commercial Issues Amendment, which I know we've come to you and discussed with you many times over the last several years. And I'm here to report that the Council and Board moved to postpone final action on this amendment at their last meeting. The public comments received on the different options available in the amendment were divided, so there's really no option that in the amendment that would satisfy everyone when it comes to allocations. A motion was made to allow the states to submit additional allocation options for consideration at their next meeting, but that option that motion narrowly failed. However, that motion could be made again in the subsequent meeting, and I suspect it probably will. As a result, it's uncertain when final action will occur, and if so, what preferred options will be selected by the Council and Board. This is on the agenda for the Mid-Atlantic Council, and ASMFC will be meeting jointly with them in a couple weeks up in Virginia Beach. But as I said, I'm not real sure if we'll be reaching final action at that meeting. As always, I'll keep this commission posted. That concludes my report. I'll be happy to answer any questions on that one, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Any questions?
Yes.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Chris, the summer flounder fishery, or what in North Carolina we say are any fish outside the inlets. Now, we went from 6 to 4, did we not?
Recreationally, yes.
All right. Is that going to be looked at, or I would just ask Director Murphy later on, but in the recreational flounder fishermen in the ocean have already taken a 30% plus 33% reduction, and if that's going to be figured into, or has the flounder FMP, Southern Flounder FMP, addressed the possibility of allowing fish in the ocean to be harvested even at a 70% reduction? Yes, Chris, I'm sorry.
Let me just clarify one thing.
Thank you.
For the commercial fishery, flounder caught commercially outside the inlets in the ocean are considered summer flounder based on how the fisheries operate and how, and for many years of sampling the catches. With the recreational fishery, it's not based on where they were caught. It's since the recreational samplers actually sample the fish and get down to the species level, it's not simply a matter of recreational flounder caught in the ocean or called summer flounder. And in fact, the way it works out is most recreational summer flounder in North Carolina are caught inside the inlets. And I'll defer to Director Murphy here in a second, but again, this is just dealing with the commercial issues, but I suspect, anything with southern flounder will impact summer flounder, much like summer flounder regulations recreationally has impacted southern flounder.
I just wanted that recreational reduction by 33% to be noted and see if it would be included in whatever the plan is for the reduction of recreational folks on the southern flounder FMP.
Yeah, I think we can continue this discussion when we talk about flounder a little bit, and I can bring Mike up and we can have that.
Any other questions? All right, Chris, thank you very much.
Thanks.